100 million Prime users? Jeff Bezos says, yep, and it's growing. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 19th of April. Thanks for being with us. Yesterday, it was China, sorghum, and trade wars. Today, U.S. manufacturers are begging Washington for relief when it comes to steel and aluminum. There's a new dress code at some Walmart stores. We'll tell you what that's all about and why it's happening. We've got a story about the impact of quitters on tobacco. There's a David versus Goliath business story shaping up in Decorah, and it could have a far-reaching impact on many places. Seems that we've got plenty of space downtown Des Moines. We'll check the markets, and our guest today for the hour is columnist Kyle Munson, who leaves the Des Moines Register this week. So we figured it was a good time to go out to lunch at Table 128 with Kyle Munson.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It's the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us. Jeff Bezos, in a letter to shareholders, says that Prime now has 100 million members worldwide. In the letter, he says that in 2017 alone, Amazon added more Prime members than any prior year and shipped over 5 billion items through the worldwide paid membership service. Also in his letter, Bezos stresses the importance of having high standards in running a business. By setting high standards, companies are able to, as he writes, live up to the ever-rising customer expectation. And how do you stay ahead of those expectations? Bezos says you must constantly set and achieve high standards just to stay in the game. Yesterday, we told you about the 178% duty China is placing on U.S. sorghum and how that's impacting places like Kansas. Today, hundreds of American companies are pressing for relief because of Donald Trump's tariffs on imported aluminum and steel. Why? Well, the tariffs are causing major disruptions in manufacturing. Companies are asking the Commerce Department to exempt them from the 25% steel tariff and the 10% aluminum tariff. And it's not only large manufacturers, but also small manufacturers in deep red states that are hurting. Yesterday, a group of small and medium-sized manufacturers gathered in Washington to announce a coalition to fight the steel tariff. So far, the Commerce Department has received nearly 2,200 requests for exemptions from the steel tariffs and 240 requests for relief from the aluminum tariffs. Many companies say the increased costs are going to cost jobs and stunt their growth. In a related story, shares of aluminum producer Alcoa jumped by over 4% as the company shared earnings data. Those earnings beat early estimates as Alcoa logged revenue of over $3 billion. In its earnings release, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania-based company is projecting global demand for aluminum to grow along with an increased global deficit in the metal this year. Why? Well, there's delays in projects to expand smelters and factories where the metal is extracted. And where might that be? Yeah, you guessed it. China. Last month, President Donald Trump slapped a 10% tariff on aluminum imports to the United States. The U.S. exempted several major trading partners, including the European Union, Mexico, and Canada, but not China. Lower supply, increased demand equals higher costs, which could, of course, be passed on to consumers. That would be you. Say you want proof that a tight labor market impacts more than wages? How about dress codes? The nation's biggest private employer is testing new dress codes in a small number of U.S. stores, hoping that more relaxed standards could help it attract and retain staff in a tight labor market. Who's doing this? Yeah, you guessed it. Walmart. According to an employee handbook obtained by Bloomberg News, employees in some of Walmart's 4,700 stores will now be allowed to wear shirts of any color, rather than just blue or white. Blue jeans are also permitted as long as they are solid blue, whereas only khaki-colored or black denim pants were allowed before. Visible facial tattoos? Verboten for those hired after April 14th. The proposed changes are the latest employee-friendly step Walmart's taken in recent months as it battles other retailers to recruit and retain cashiers and shelf stockers. In February, it boosted its hourly starting wage and doled out bonuses to employees. It's also expanded its parental leave policy and added an adoption benefit. The moves come as the nation's unemployment rate has plummeted to 4.1% from 5.7% just 3 years ago. People continue to shun smoking tobacco products, and Philip Morris is going up in smoke. The seller of Marlboro's reported revenue, excluding excise taxes, of $6.9 billion. That's less than the $7 billion plus change that analysts had expected. As global smoking rates decline, tobacco companies are trying to keep up performance by boosting prices and introducing new products. Well, that didn't fully pan out last quarter as sales were hit by increased taxes in Saudi Arabia and lowered smoking demand. Cigarette shipments to other countries fell by 5.3% in the first quarter, offsetting a rise in heated tobacco unit deliveries. Philip Morris has developed four platforms it says are less harmful than cigarettes. The first, called IQOS, heats a tobacco plug without setting it on fire. What? But that has not caught fire, and the company seems to be on a slow burn. Sorry about that. It's a David and Goliath business story. The Des Moines Register is reporting that a small group of Decorah residents are doing battle against Alliant Energy, a giant $9 billion investor-owned utility, for the city's right to pursue the creation of publicly owned utilities, which would provide power to its 8,000 residents. Folks in Decorah says they want a municipal utility that will invest more heavily in solar and other renewable energy than what Alliant is willing to do. And they want to keep millions of dollars built into Alliant's rates to pay for community projects and initiatives instead of paying that money to investors. The move is even more critical, members say, as Iowa lawmakers consider a bill that could add costs for renewable energy adopters and limit energy efficiency programs. Alliant Energy opposes the effort, saying the local group has underestimated the cost to set up a city utility. It says a public utility would be unable to give the community the savings the group has forecast. Decorah is served through Alliant subsidiary Interstate Power and Light. Its 25-year franchise agreement with the city ends in June. Office space vacancies now amount to 13.7% as businesses move out of older spaces and into new or renovated offices. An estimated 284,000-plus square feet of office space is under construction in the metro. Vacancies were highest in downtown Des Moines at 20%, with the largest chunk of that number in Class A spaces. The high-end offices downtown also commanded the highest rents, in Greater Des Moines at $21.67 a a square foot. Meanwhile, developers seem unable to outbuild the demand for industrial and manufacturing spaces, where vacancies stood at 2.9% at the end of the quarter, slightly more than the 1.7 million square feet of warehouse and distribution space was under construction at the end of the quarter. Just in case you wanted to know about who's moving where the office space is located, and golly, $21.67 a square foot downtown. When we come back, a conversation with Kyle Munson, the Iowa columnist who's leaving the Des Moines Register this week and moving across town to work at Principal Financial. It's Out to Lunch with Kyle Munson next here on the Business News Hour.